in a very beautiful letter. Right, a person in life is like a summer lost in a very dense, thick forest. Ein derech ve'ein mesila. He has no way to go, and his only hope is there are those that took that same path before him. And those, he says, are einayim. Those are the einav, the eyes. And those help him along his journey in this very challenging forest that's called the Eretz HaChayim. The Einei HaEda, the ones that show us how to travel on a journey along Olam Haza. My name is Rabbi Sai. In our door, to an Adam Gadol, an Adam HaShalem, for over 60 years was the Einei HaDor. He led us through the Yar Avos, the thick forest that's called America. He paved for us the Derech, the Mesilas Zahav. For us, the Neitayr, the Te'irim, that was Moedi Virabi, a Goyna, the Rampam Zechayna Lavracha. He not only cared for us, but he understood us. I think his biggest milah was he understood the American Mentaira. Because he went through the forest that's called America. He also had the struggles, the challenges, the difficulties that we face. A few months ago, I met a Yid who never really knew Rapam. He heard about him by the Hesedim, he read about him. And what he found most amazing, most inspiring, that almost his whole life, practically 75 years, he lived in America, came out from Mitzvah Bacha. He lived in the America of the late 20s. Before the war, there was no kollel, there was barely a yeshiva. He lived in the treifa America that even the shteina, even the stones were treif. And yet, he became the greater of Pam. He told me he was inspired to say that Rav Pam is mechayev the American people. Just like the Gemara in Yumalam, and Hay says, Hillel is Mechayev the Aniyim, and Yosef is Mechayev the Rishayim. Rapam was Mechayev the American people, because he lived, he grew up in America, and he became the great Gadol Lazar. I was spoiled how he was Margish. He was Margish in a Kuda that's so often overlooked, that I think is probably the greatest tribute of Rav Pam Zecheinu Levracha. He became Rav Pam in the Treifa America. I don't know if you could fully appreciate it, because I don't think you could ever understand what life was like growing up in America in the 20s and the 30s. I could tell you in his own words what he told us. In Yene Yaren Ich Geven Alein. He had a greiser, a yeshiva, David Leibowitz, a stream. But they learned in Masifta, and there was a share for a year or two. And again, I tell you in his own words, after a year or two, there was nothing for me. There was no program in the yeshiva. He lived in America that there wasn't the Ruach HaTorah, the Ruach HaKedusha. Again, in his own words, he said, if I would have had 1 year, if I would have had 1 year learning in Kailu, what I could have been. It's true, we could say that Rav Pam was Mechayev the American people. But those that were privileged to know him realize he never would have said it. This Yid who loved every single Yid, this Yid that always tried to find Chusim in Kla Yisrael, this Oyev Yisrael, Parek Zalant, who is the very personification said, the loss in Mechayev Nachayim. But what I think we could say, what I think we should say, that for over 70 years, Rav Palm was Mechaya, the American people. I don't know a proper translation for the word Mechaya, but for 70 years, Rav Palm guided and inspired and brought a Nishmas Chayim Achiyas. For 70 years, Rav Palm was the Rav Palm of our lives. Tonight we approach the first yard site. I wanted to say a few nekudas that I was zoicha to hear from him. Nekudas that I felt that he really was mechaya us. I'm not saying a hesped. I'm not ready to say a hesped. I know he never would have wanted that we should stand and speak of what kind of person he was, of how great he was. But I do truly believe he would have wanted that we should speak how we could become a better people, how we could become a greater people. I'd like to share with you what I call a few huha ya'aymas, a few nekudas hazav that I saw, how he was mechaya us. I heard Abba Friedman Zechayna Levracha, what he heard from Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, he said, Kotchai, over 30 years ago, Rabbi Yankov told him, Rav Palm is the Chofetz Chaim from America. You have to understand, 30 years ago, Rav Palm was still hiding in the Kaisley Beis Medrash. He was still hiding in what he referred to so lovingly as Meine Kleine Winkela. And then a yid and ish emes like Rabbi Yankov said that er is the Chofetz Chaim from America. We know how much he objected when someone said that. But one thing we could say, Rav Palm was the Rav Palm of America. Rav Palm was the yid that the Moshe Schwab told us, the ganze Welt liegt auf sein Kopf. I'd like to tell you a few who are your aimers of the Rav Palm of America. Not to know how great he was, but how that we should understand how great we could become. I must tell you, I was thinking what to say, with what to start. I was overwhelmed. There was so much. There was so much that we saw in the Rav Palm that was mechaya us for so many years. But what I personally saw most in him, I don't know if you'll appreciate this, the young Adar. What I saw most, I think, was the Nekudas Azov in his life, was his Ahavas HaTorah. His incredible Hasmada in Limud HaTorah. His Amelis, his appreciation in his own words for Abrekel Torah. How he delighted, how he was thrilled, how he was in Olam Haba, Fanoch Abrekel the Torah. I can't adequately explain to you. I don't know what's doing in the world, but I could say without doubt, in my life, I never saw a person that was such a master. How he was machshiv learning, how he was machshiv time. One of his eunuchs told me he was walking with his grandparents, the Palm and the Rebbetzin, and she wanted to impress upon him for chinuch purposes how important it is to realize the value of time. So she turned to her Palm and said, right when you were young, you didn't waste time. So he looked up, and I want to be magdim, what an ish emes he was. He wasn't a ois. There wasn't a tnuah that wasn't kula yemes. And he looked up and he said, not a second. That's the way he became the Einei Hazar. That's the way he was Mechaya the American people. Because he was Machshiv Torah. Because he was Machshiv time. Because he was Machshiv a second of Torah. How often he spoke about the Chashivus of time. The godless of time, the opportunity, the Yechayilus that one could use time properly. What I would give to one more time have the privilege, what he would say, sight. He said it with such a love, sight. With such a devotion, with such a passion. He was almost sicker from sight, from time. He spoke about sight as if it's Kol Hoin the Alma, because by him it was Kol Hoin the Alma. He used to speak about the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Yudayin, tells the story about Rabbi Hanina ben Trajan, who is one of the Asarugi Malchus. His executioner, the Arasha, decided to help to alleviate the suffering, and the Gemara tells the whole story that after he did that crime, he realized that he would be punished. So he jumped into the fire, and he also died together with Rabbi Hanina ben Trajan. And the Gemara concludes, a basel rang out, and said, Rabbi Hanina ben Trajan becomes al-Tanurai, and that executioner, amizumonim l'chayei oylam haba. So the Gemara says that Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, was there, he witnessed this. Bacha Rebbe cries, yeish koina oylamai b'sha'acha. Look at this executioner. In a moment, the Basco testified that he was Koina Olam Haba. So we used to ask, and this you can't forgive him. Why did it bother him? Why did he cry? So the answer he said, Rebbe at that moment, saw a most remarkable penetrating lesson. He saw what a sha'achas is, and he saw what a sha'achas could do in a person's life. One minute he's an executioner, and the next minute the baskol is mayit that he's together with the chanina, and he's mezum lechay olam haba. Rebbe at that moment saw what a sha'achas was, and Rebbe Yad Kivain. Did I know that till now? Had I known that till now, I would have lived differently. Who knows if I wasted a sha'achas? Look what a sha'achas is. And in his own words, he printed this in the Atar Olam Melech on the Kuf Mem Tes. This, I think, is a very important huaya oima. Because Rebbe had a bina yaseira ba'oimik chashivas hazman. She'ein shir ve'ein erech la'oitza ha'gonus in this remarkable treasure that's called time in Olam Hazeh. Meir of Arboisa, you know why he became the Rav Pam of our door? Because he lived with the constant awareness, with a bina yaseira of ein shir ve'ein erech to the oitza ha'gonus that's called time, that's called life. And I must tell you, unfortunately, you, the younger dar, you probably never saw this. After all, in the last years, he was busy. He was so busy. He was so busy with so many inyanim. Whether it's the yeshivas at the Zikan Rashiya Yeshiva, whether it's with the countless moistis, the E.F. Silafartam Kiravenheim, the Svinas that he was there, Tabanita. Most of all, and I must mention this, I can't do justice at this time, but at least to mention what I believe was his greatest accomplishment was the love and devotion he showed to the Yachid. The time and attention that he gave to the Yechidim that no one gave time or attention to. He Danikel told me he was in a house on a Mutzah Shabbos, and right after Shabbos the phone rang, and the Rapam picked up the phone, and his face turned full of pain, and he started banging on the table, and he thought someone must have been nifta, a tragedy in Eretz Yisrael, and his face was full of pain, and he said, "No, no, no! How can you say you have no friends? I'm your friend," he said. "How can you say I'm that you no friend? I'm your friend." That's the whole shmooze in how Rav Pam was mechayev the yachid. It's a bracha neyid, a neshama that was Ellen, that was Eina Alein. And Rav Pam couldn't live with the thought that there's a yid on this world that doesn't know that he has a friend. And how I remember how he often said, what does it mean, a chava, the Rambam, the Chazal used, a chava for Talmud Chacham, because through Torah, nase chava lakol. He was so busy with yeshivas and moistis. Oy, but was there yid, a titon fanach hayid for the yechidim. How he was the personification of nase chava lakol. How he has pain that there's a person that thinks he doesn't have a friend. Again, I can't do justice. There's much more to say. But we saw in later years how busy he was. But I was able to know him in the earlier years. Not a second. Not a second did he waste when he had the time. He once told me, and I don't want to say the full lashon, the pain, the tzar, the yisurim that he had, azich ken nish lanin. And he said, and I quote, in meine jüngere Jahren hab ich nit messiach das gewend von teure. That's the way he became the Rav Pam of Adar. He said, only in later years, and I feel he said it because it was part of his chinuch, the young Adar didn't see this. His son, Rav David Levine Gizunt, said a brilliant explanation of his accomplishments. There was really three parts. There was Lilmoid, Lilameid, and Lasoid. The earlier years were the Lilmoid, which in his own words, not a second did he waste. And then there was the years that he began to teach, the 63 years, that besides the Lilmoid, but he was fully devoted, Lalameid, to teach. And then in the last Kufa was when he devoted himself for Lasoid, for Moizah, sorry, for Chesed, Zikir, for Chaykim, for Yechidim, those Yechidim. But I want you to know, B'nai HaYeshiva, the way to become a Rav Pam of our door is by Lilmoid and Lilmoid and Lilmoid and Vaita Lilmoid. I can't tell you how many times he told us B'nai HaYeshiva, the most important, the most critical chesed and klal work that we could do is to vaktin Torah. He used to stand and almost cry, who's going to be the Moirei Hara? Who's going to be the Rosh HaYeshiva? Who's going to lead Klal Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, the tens and thousands of Bnei HaYeshiva, Balei Tshuva? Who's going to lead the door? Und I say a quote, in unsere Chesed is zu lernen und wachsen in Teure. How often I heard these expressions, they became so part of me, the Shodetzai. Besser lernen, he would tell me. Zu lernen kommt es nicht. He often quoted, I believe it's Masag the Tshuva, who quotes the Meram 6, you have a shayla, do this, do that. With a smile, he would say, from Lan and Hutman is in Chayotah. How he was Mechaya us. With his remarkable hasmoga, with his unquenchable thirst, Fanacha Brekel Torah. And I I sit next to him in Beis Medrash. I didn't sit in the Midrash van, so he sat in a regular seat in the middle of Beis Medrash. And I used to notice, and I told someone jokingly, but it wasn't such a joke, I watched Rav Palm's best days of his day. In later years, Zifrat, he was very often a tzaddik. He was timed at 3 to 4 times a week. He was a tzaddik. And the halacha is that even by mincha, the tzaddik doesn't say tachlin. So I watched him. What did he do? He's not going to stand when everybody's sitting. So he fell in the tefillah. He put his hands, he put his head on his hands. He opened the siddur, and he missed after mincha Shabbos. Pirkei Avos. And then he would learn Pirkei Avos. Not a second. He was Mechayos in Avos HaTorah. In later years, when there was an oifus in the yeshiva, and for some strange reason the minhag changed from a bavar thing to throw and bomb at the chosin, I was pashut worried that a pekel would hit him. He sat mamish by the bima. So I used to quickly run over to, and stand on top of him. He was sitting and hold my talus over his head. He couldn't get hurt, Khalifa. And every time I had a matan torah, I would look under my talus and I would see him bent over. Second. That's the way he became the Rav Palm of our Torah, because he lived with a bini yaseira ein shir vi ein erech la oitza hagonus that cool time. Someone once asked him, how was he able to tolerate the excruciatingly painful treatment that he went through? Rachlan, he said, Baruch Hashem, I know things about prayer, and I usually have enough to keep me busy. There were times he sat 3 hours with these painful treatments, but he's in a different world. He was once in rush to a hospital at night. He couldn't see well. Baruch Hashem, they found it was nothing. He was going to be discharged early the next morning. And he called someone, quick, I have to get shiurim over the telephone. So the person says, what's the problem? You go to sleep tonight, you wake up tomorrow, you go home. But what am I going to do till I fall asleep? And the person has to explain to him, it's a whole ASIC to arrange shiurim on the telephone. Lil Moit. That's the way you become the Einei Hador. I can't tell you how many times I heard from him. He expressed his pain, his atmas nefesh, that he was busy being the Gadol Hador. Those words he didn't say, but that's what he meant. Unichavnish tzayt to learnin. Rabbeisai, I want you to know, and I want you to remember, that the way you become a Rav Palm of the Dor is, if by becoming the Gadol Hador, is a Yerida, because it's not the Kulanin Kumtisnis. How he was Mechayot when we sat by him with him by a chasana, and we saw him on the dais, and his lips were constantly moving. We knew what he was doing. He was chazing Baal Peh. Who knows? Ani Geva, I could tell you how many times he cried because he was denied a Shah Achas. I once visited him on a Shvi'is or Pesach. I saw him in a terrible, terrible market. He would never say terrible. He would never say bad. This Ish Emuna, who believes in everything is a tav of it, would never say it was a terrible or bad matzah. If anything, a shvera matzah, a zeya shvera matzah. When I came, it was zeya zeya shvera matzah. In his own words, and I quote, there's not a bone in my body that doesn't hurt. But at that point, it was before the cataract operation, he couldn't see well. The Kamat couldn't see. I remember the sight. It was so painful. You could see pain all over. And he told me, that's very massive. And then he started crying. And he said, oh, but yet today is fair. Well, yet can I finish learning. And he said, how I saw the Bachar Rebbe, how I saw the Bachar Rebbe for a Shah Achat, that he was denied. That's the way he became what he became. One of the many, many complications, the Yisurim, that most people were probably unaware of. One point in his life, he had a very dangerous, not only painful, but a very dangerous circulation problem, which is close to Sakanas Nefashis. He was rushed to the doctor, and the doctor says he must sit in a position that his feet are higher than his head. In other words, he has to sit on a recliner with his feet up. Obviously, that wasn't a position that was conducive for learning a Blat Gemara. Yeah, he could read, but the Blat Gemara, you can't learn in that situation. So he asked him, when he went to the doctor, they asked him, what's the doctor gives up? So he said, b'zeh halashim, the doctor me gives up, as kidei to leben, daf me starvin. Because if I have to sit in a position that's not conducive for learning, it doesn't gestorben. So today to leben, to get out of this dangerous situation, that's me starving. How that has suffered was mechaya us. How that has suffered taught us the Bachar Rebbe, what it means to show achas. We were worried about the sakana of the machla, and he was worried about the sakana of the Shah Achas that he was being denied. He once told us, I think, a highly personal conversation he had with his father. I think it's very revealing into what made him what he was. His father was the Seif Yomav, a very old and very sick person. His father was also a Mesunidik Shtik Torah. And at one point, his father couldn't learn Pashas. So Rapam saw his father was Tibrach, and he wanted to be Mechazik him. So he said, Hata Chazal Zogin, Balkorcha Atachoy, Medaf Levin. So his father immediately replied, Oy Meleret Nish, that's the attitude. That's, I think, the first Hu Hoya Oima that we B'nai HaYeshiva have to take out of this Or Gadol, but if you like in the American people. The true, the only Chiyas is the learning that we're Zoycha to do. The phrase of Udyed the Brekel Torah. And if I could quote again his own words in the Atara on the Kufay and Aleph. And I believe this is the first Yisoy that he would have wanted us to say. Ashrei Misha Menatzel Es Yemei HaNu'uyim Lizdabek B'Torah. He uses the Yeshiva Shiyarin to gain a Dveikis, to form a love and a Dveikis to Torah. Ulistasha B'Kesha B'Kesha Nafsi Bilti Nifrat La'ad U'le'oil Me'olamim. There's another Indian. It's well known he was a Goyim, in the Chad Bedar, in Beinadav Lachaveiroi, Midas Ahavas Yisrael, Chesed Noitza Ba'oil, Shmiras Haloshin, Sholom Bayis, Mishkol Chesidus, Vechuli. A lot can be said, should be said. Baruch Hashem, a few months ago we were zoicha to speak about these inyanim, and tonight I want to focus on totally different inyanim. But one nekuda that I didn't say then and I want to say now, something that he never stopped saying, the whole idea of Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, Midas Toivus, Tikkun HaMidas, is not just a maila. It's not just a Hecha Madrega. It's not just an extra credit. But it's something that every person, every single Ben Torah, has to be focused on. Nobody should be going through the yeshiva years without an eye on growing in Tikkun HaMidas. Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi is an integral part of Torah HaKadosha, and more important, must be an integral part in the life of a Ben Torah. Before Shavuos, he would often say, he would often ask, how is it we know Midas are so important, and why is there no direct mention on the importance of Midas in the Torah? So the answer, he said, and I guess this is an oimik in Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah, because without Torah, without Midas, there can't be a Torah. Torah is talking to someone who has Midas. And in his own words, Nizdar Mitzvemen Tzeredin, he used to quote Rabbeinu Yoina in Avos, Perigimel Mishnah Yudzayin, that would type the Mishnah in Ein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. Listen, please, listen to a lesson of a Rishon Rabbeinu Yoina. Shetzarech tchila l'saken atmai b'midos. Before one approaches the Eitz Chaim of Limud HaTorah, he has to be misaken the midos. Uvezeh, and only after that, tishkon HaTorah olav, will he be zoich that HaTorah becomes part of him. She'eina shoychanes lo olam. You hear that? It can't be, it never will be, it won't happen, that the Torah will rest the guf she'ena balmidais toivais. Loi she'yil my Torah v'achkach yikach hamidais ki'i efsa. And then Rabbeinu Yoina adds a remarkable, remarkable type. That's the pshat nasa v'nishma. Because before Yidin were able to say nishma, we're going to hear the Torah, there had to be the nasa to be misakin the midais. That Taira B'nei HaYeshiva is something that he never stopped talking about. She'eina she'chenas lo'oilam b'guf she'eina bal midos toivos. He once said a verse, it was so sharp, it was totally uncharacteristic of him. It only showed how much it meant to him and how much it bothered him, this inyan. We know by behemoth there are two simone kashrus. And Chazal say if a behemoth has one simon, of course it's strafe. But not only it's strafe, it's worse. It's much worse. Because the behemoth walks around showing off, ah, I'm a kasher, I have split hoofs. But it's strafe. And he said something remarkable. There's also two simonim in the Adam kasher. And that's Toiv L'Shamayim, Toiv L'Briyat, Bein Adam L'Mokam, Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. And if someone is a Toiv L'Shamayim, he's from, but he's not a Toiv L'Briyat, if he's missing that simon, it's not only he's not an Adam Kasha, but he's worse, he's much worse. He said L'Shoinit that I didn't hear from him ever. He's a Masniya Hashem. He's a Meyud Eidus Sheker B'Toyra. It's a bezoyin HaTorah, the Ben Torah that walks around without midos. Avoinai gedoyla minisoy, he says. He types the Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Bey, Loi zocha nasa sam hamoves. What's that like a zacha? And what's that Torah chalila becomes a sam amoves? It's when there's Torah without midoy. A ben Torah has to know the importance of not only steiging in Torah, but in steiging in the kol ha-Torah kula. He told us in no uncertain terms, if you have to miss a day, take off a day, take care of something, take off the day of the shir, but never miss the shmooze. And the oymek, I think, is pasit. Because if you don't hear the shmooze, if you don't hear the tikkun amidah, there can't be a shir. She'ena she'chenes li'oylam v'gub she'ena b'almidah. He said he prepares more for the shmooze than he does for the shir. And again, it's the same belief that there can't be a shir if there's no shmooze. This, I think, is the second, the very important huwaya oima. He probably would have said, b'zeh haloshen. You've been a yeshiva, you're going through yeshiva, you're steiging in Torah, but you also have to steig in tikkun hamidus. You also have to harav in tikkun hamidus. And it's not only because he said, the sakana atzuma of going through life without midos. The bein adam lechaveiroi, the bein ish leishtoi, the chorban that a person could make if he's not prepared. But there's another chesed. Because if someone is learning yomim v'layla, and he's not harving and tikkun amidos, then it's ikka chosa min ha-seifa. He's missing the ikka ikim that must precede Torah. He's missing one of the simen kashis that makes him a really adam treif, Rachman al-Islam. He writes on the cover of the sefer, Badgosim yuchedes lahanhoge yishora v'dachei noyan ben isra yehu. That's the most important huwa yo'ayma. And it's not just that we have to, but we could. Rabbeisai, it's not just that we could, we have to become Balei Midos, but we could become Balei Midos. He often spoke about the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perikei. The Rambam says in Mavel Dikoloshin, Reshus l'chol odem nesuna im reitze lahatais atmei l'derech toiva liay tzadikim. And twice the Rambam afterwards says, it's up me atmei midas, it's up to the person to be a tzadik. The Rambam's lashon is k'moysi rabbeinu. And he would say with such ne'imus and with such devotion, the Rambam is talking to people with shverim midas, kas, isavlonis, and the Rambam is saying, don't say that's my nature. He said these words in English. Say it's my. And the Rambam is saying, don't say that's my nature. He said these words in English. Say it's my choice. Because the Rambam at Kepaskin, Rishus l'chol adam nesuna. Every person could be K'moshe Rabbeinu. And I want to say, and I don't think it's a chiddush, he confided in us how much he had to work, how much he had to ar harva to become the rapam of the dar, or to become, like Rabbi Yanki said, the chafetz chayim of a dar. Because no one is born a chafetz chayim of a dar. Rishus l'chol adam, Rabbeisai, it's our choice. Each and every one of us is choice. I remember once he spoke a very important inyan, and he says, you know, I once heard a darshan spoke, and one of Balabas said, ooh, the air has zegegeben. So Rapam said, no, nis air zegegeben. Then he gave you, he was speaking to you. And when I say this, I want to say I'm not speaking to them, I'm speaking to each and every one of you. The Rambam said, "Rishus l'chol adam nesuna." It's your choice to become a noyam hamidos. He never tired of speaking about that, because I think, and that I think is godless. because he believed in every person. He saw the inherent greatness. He saw the potential of every single Ben Torah. I want to tell you a few again of his own words. I believe this was an ikka gadol in how he was mechaya us for so many years. He quoted the Medrash in Vayikra Perek Beis. The Medrash tells a marshal, someone was working hard, and someone who passed by asked him, "What are you doing?" "I'm making an atar l'melech, I'm making a crown." He goes, "Yeah, you're making a crown that's going to be put on the king's head. Do a good job, whatever you could do. You could add diamonds, you could add silver, anything you could do, make it, because it's going to be on the king's head." Zok the Medrash, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. Kol Masha Ata Yochel Shabeach as Yisrael Shabach Legadlon Gadel Lefaron Poer. Whatever you could do to beautify, to raise, to glorify, to improve Klal Yisrael, do it. Why? Zok the Medrash Shani Osed Lispoya Bahem Shanema Avdi Yata Yisrael Asher Bechoyas Poer. And then he added Bezel Shoinoi. And that's why I spoke to Bnei Yeshiva, gave shmuzin. Because I believe and I hope to see them berum hamayla, muhtarim biataras, tiferes hamida, crowned with the glorious crown of tikkun hamidas, of beautiful midas, v'anoyim halichait im kol bnei adam, and to see each one kivnei aliyah. Shakulei oyma kavla kachivichu to Amar Yisrael asher b'chayes poer. I think this is so revealing. This is such a remarkable insight, because he believed in each Ben Torah. It's not just another person. He said the shoynis, every person is yachid u'miyuchad. Every person is a gewaltige chashuv, and he believed every person is an atar l'melech. He often spoke about the inyan of nikiyas hadibur. Every year, kamat, he spoke about that sugya. No, there wasn't nivul peh. He never dreamt that a ben Torah would dare say nivul peh. Chazal didn't mince words about the avera, the oinus of nivul peh. But he meant something different. He meant an edel loshen. In his words, areina moil an edel esprach. He quoted the Gemara in Pesachim Dav Gimel. There's a world of a difference between the words tahira and tameya, einenu tahira and tameya. You know why I think that was the secret of his success? Because he didn't see a ben tahira as another number on this world. He saw Ben Torah as an Atara Lamelech, that the Eibishter looks at him and says, Yisrael Asher Becho Espoer. He would say a Ben Torah's mile, like the Goyin says, Ki Apeh Koides HaKidoshim. It's not just a Gas mile, but it's a mile that's busy Yom and Belayla with Torah and Mitzvahs. He used to say a Ben Torah in his Lashon was, is a Mishkan La Torah. Isn't that poshut? Isn't that simple? Isn't that penetrating? We have in ourselves Torah and Mitzvahs and Tefillah. He used to say the Taz is Amol Masig on the Marshal. Peh Kodesh Yoyim Adov Azeh. Because he saw what a Ben Torah was. Not the pshat you're not allowed to say nisht eid leverta, but it's a pastinish. It's pastinish. You're above that. You're not a gasmensch. You're a kodesh hakadoshim. And he once spoke about the union of nikiyas, and he gave a new marshal that I never heard in all the years. He says, not to say the word whatchamacallit, vasarevartidah. I went into the office, I asked him afterwards, I don't understand it. I'm not interested. What's the chesar, what should we call it? So I quote, don't you understand? Don't you understand How can you talk without thinking?
If you don't know what you want to say, so think.
Rav Asher Levard, that's what you would call it. I felt at that moment that AG had just taken me on a guided tour of his Kodesh HaKadosh. That's the way he became the Rav Pam of our door. Don't you understand? How can you think without talking? Gewalt, gewalt, gewalt. What would this world look like if we would think before we talk? With the beast, the problems of Shmiras HaLashon, Oinat Devarim, he used to say so many times, of them hat mekumen of their welt, of them he given alle chavle leida, to Messiah zayn noch hayid. Because he saw what a Ben Torah is, he saw the defilement of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You left your makom tachas kanfi ha-shchina, to Messiah zayn noch hayid. If only we would follow that advice, just not to talk without thinking. And I want to tell you something. There's another nekuda, I think very much related to this, that I want to mention at least briefly. The man yedu der seichel, man yamdu yomer rabin. He said often this marshal. He spoke about what he saw when he was a young man. He was a well-known musician, a pianist, played piano, and had once made headlines. He took out $1 million insurance on his fingers, on the sensitivity, the mobility of his fingers. If he ever loses the precision of his fingers, he would get $1 million insurance. And he said then, jokingly, yeah, the end of sight, and $1 million given a matbeya, like say $100 million. He said, "What's the godless of this?" Not a godless. Because he realized that his whole future, his atzlacha, his greatness was his fingers. And he's lost an on the finger in Minich Eif Kinata. So he ensured that because that was him. And he said, every Ben Torah, his hatzlacha, his future, is dependent on Kedusha. The rain kite, to protect the Mishkan HaTorah, that he said. There's something I want the Olam to hear about this, at least Beremiza, Mekoid HaTzibur. But when I see, all too often, in Simon Beis and Shulchan Aruch, the way a person is dressed sneistic or not dressed sneistic, big chisorin. It's a big chisorin because it's sakana in us losing our sensitivity. Please learn Simon Beis and Shulchan Aruch how you're supposed to be dressed, even the chagei chadarim. And again, the mayedu dayaseichem, just to mention Beremiza in Vayachshiv Emesai, this is why he was outspoken. He was very critical of certain practices that go on in the Eisek of Shidduchim, the meetings when the Chasen Kala, and even after Bein Ishla Ishtai, he would often say a person has to act like a Ben Torah, not Ke'echad HaReikim, because he believed so much that that's our success. Hein L'Chachem V'Yechtemoy. Rav Pam had an unusual bracha, an unusual siyata d'shmaya of Dvar of Nishmati. Rav Pam's words was by people Kodesh HaKadoshim. A balabas told me, he once, Rav Pam once called him and said, if you can, do me a favor, I'm sending a yitzah to your house, please give him $10,000. And he was a shock. I said, so what'd you do? Was haste, Rav Pam at haste, I did it. And that's the way every person felt. His words were Kodesh HaKadoshim. And I want to tell you, I want you to know this. You know why his words were Kodesh HaKadoshim by Klal Yisrael? Because he was Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because he protected the sensitivity, his Nikias, his Kodesh HaKadoshim, and every word that emanated from his mouth was Kodesh HaKadoshim.
If we're talking about becoming a Rav Pam, we have to talk also about the Lashon, the Kedusha, because that's a prerequisite. He once said in English, the Lashon, Kedusha and Torah is inseparable. There's a lot to say. There's a lot more to say. See, it's late. But I want to focus on one more inyan. I think it's the Yisoid, I think the Neshama of his godless. I met a friend of mine a few years ago, and he said, I don't understand what just happened. Explain it to me. He didn't remember Rafam, he davened in his house. Just tell me, explain me the story. Rafam called my house a few times, he had to speak to me. My family said, what's the problem? No, I must speak to Rabbi Rabinowitz, Baruch Rabinowitz. So his family says, there must be an emergency. He keeps on calling. Can I tell him to call you back? No, I want to speak to him. Finally, he got a hold of Rafam. He's afraid of for the worst. And Rafam says, were you in my house, Mincha Shabbat, the past Shabbat? Yeah. Remember, we had a Shaila, the Baal Tefillah said, instead of a Kehle Kaddish, a Melech Kaddish is shortly after Yom Nerayim. And I said, a Psak. I looked into it. I don't think it was right. There are days, yeah, but it wasn't the Chol HaDeis. I made a mistake. I don't want you to think that's the Psak. Interesting. Kept on calling and calling and calling. So, then he says, who else is in the minyan? I don't remember. So he goes, I have a following list. Whoever I called told me, this person, this person, this person. Let's go through the list and make sure I don't leave anybody else. He tells me, I can't understand this man. The universally acclaimed Gadol HaDor is willing to call up people that were literally 70 years younger than him and say, I made a mistake. I told him, Rabaruch, I'm not surprised. We heard him getting up with Me'am Va'ed and say, I am not Das Torah, I'm Das Avram Pam. I have a friend, Rabbi Yehuda, told me he got to call Matzah Shabbos. Hello, who is Rabbi Yehuda, this is Avram Pam. First, he didn't chaf. You mean the Rashiva? Avram Pam? The psak I told you today, I'm not sure is right. Rabbi Saibi Nem Min Azayid. Binet Min Azayid, that you get up and say, Ta'isi, when it wasn't even a Ta'is, really. Before my chassan, he came over to me and said, listen, you're learning by Rav Shep. He's your Masada Kedusha, not me. I'm not doing it. My youngest son's bris, I told him about the simcha, and I said, I'm not telling Rebbe about the bris, because Rebbe was the sandik last time. He said, wait, I'm not coming to be sandik. I'm coming as a friend. By the bris, he calls me over, and he says, Anoshim Achim Anachnu, I don't want to keep it. His own granddaughter's chassan, the last chassan he attended, he would not take siddur kedushin because it goes to the chassan's Rosh Hashiva. He said, and I quote the Lashonai in Parshas Korach Tavshin Mem Dalit, the gress the covid is to bereach zayin min hakovid. He said, and I quote, covid is the gress the bizyonis. V'inet min azayid. And everybody here probably has a story similar. You know what I think the answer is? And I think this is maybe the most important who are your oima. The Mishnah in Ovid Perek Vav speaks about the Lamed Torah, that he's a tanua, he's quiet, he's unassuming, he's the oirach ruach, he's the sovereign, he doesn't get angry. He's the Moichel al Alboina, he's able to swallow and accept everything. And the Mishnah concludes, Umigadaltai Umaremamtai Akol Hamasin. So Pashat, we learned there was a different independent midah. He's a big Azayd Anav, a Savlon, and he's also, he's Migadaltai Umaremamtai Akol Hamasin. Knowing Rav Pam, having the schus to see him, at least may I chayrav, I realized there's a much more lichtige pshat that he taught us by example throughout the years that he was mechaya us. You wonder, we don't understand, how is it possible in a world that's busy worshipping COVID running for an honor, for prestige. How is it possible for a person to say these things in a world that's torn with machloikis? How is it possible for a person to be an Arya Chapayim, to overlook things in a world that a small taina, a small peda, could mushroom into a machloikis? How is it possible to be the Meichel al Rabbeinai? You know what the answer, I think, is? You know how this is all possible? Because you don't live in that Narashevelt. You live, and again, in his own words that he never stopped saying, Melept in a Hecherevelt. Melept in an Anderevelt. In a Velt, which I could say about him, he personifies a Velt of Alekim, also as to Adam Yosher. In a Velt of the Yashris, without the Narish Cheshbonis Rabbi. What I would give one more time, hear him speak and plead with us to be above the Narishkeit, to leben in a Hecher Evelt, his Lashon, a Gansa Ander Evelt. And then, almost invariably, he would lose himself and he would say, Nisht in the Narishevelt. Nisht in the Narishevelt von Kepedis, von Tainis. And Nisht in the Narishevelt of Kovid. To live in a Velt of Ahavas Torah. In him we saw, I think, a new deher in the Gemara Brachos Yudayin. Ashrei mi shegidol b'toira, v'yameila b'toira, v'oysa nachas ruach l'yoytzroi. I think there's much more amtus to that Gemara. It's not only the ashiris, the glick of learning Torah, but it's also the glick in living in a Torah dike velt, in a Torah dike cook, with a Torah dike sense of value. Above all the Narish Titan, all the pettiness of Olam Hazeh. A Yid once came to me and said, I just was in Rav Pam's house for the first time. I can't believe it. I don't know. How does he live in such a simple home? I never saw such a pashut home. On the wall, he said, there's an old phone, the rotary phones, that probably you don't even know what that is. How does the Gadol HaDor live in such a pashut home? Is he so poor he can't afford a normal phone? I told him, I don't know how much money he has, but I can tell you he has the Gresta Oysa in this belt. There's nobody that has a Sipuk, that has a Simchas Achayim like that Yid. Dorshei Hashem Lo Yachzru Chol Toiv is what the walls in his home are made, because he's living in a Hecher of belt, and he has enough Seichel to realize that there's more to life than nice carpet and a nice painted home. The Ashrei Mi Shegidol B'Torah is not only the Blat Gemara, but it's the Torah Dikeleben. And if we don't understand it, and I'm the first to plead guilty to this, we don't know what we're missing. Take a young child, and so by him, may Ein Olam Haba is a lollipop. And a big lollipop is Olam Haba Alein, right? Try telling him, but you don't know what is in the world, there's this and that. He's not interested. He's living in a kindershe velt, in a velt that's so mitzumtzum. Ashrei mi shegidol b'toira, there's a world out there. There's a world that he delighted in. A hecher of velt, a velt that has different sense of priorities. There's a world that taibas odom chazoi. And again, it's late, but I could be made. His biggest taiva was to do what Yid HaChesed. From all the people in Tervadas on the Shabbos, he was the one that would give out Sidurim, Chumash, and seats. I couldn't understand it, but that was his taiva. I think that's the Cheshvan in the Mishnah. I think it's so related. How is it possible to be that Balmidai? To be the Savlan, to be the Yonav, to be the Shval Ruach. Because Torah, Migadal Torah, Merimam Torah, Kol HaMasim, Torah takes a person and puts him above the Naris Titan. It puts him in that Hecher of Belt that Yavam lived Kol Yomavin. Kovid, the guest of Bezoyin, the guest of Kovid, it's a joy that Zayin Fun Kovid. He was living in that Hecher of Belt. That's how he became what he became. He was so above it. And I think I could say the Hu Haya Oima, which again I tell you, he never tired of speaking about. He appealed, he implored, he almost pleaded with Bnei HaYeshiva that are in Dalit Koisle Beis Medrash. Take advantage of your opportunity of living in Beit Hashem. Live and live in this Hecher of Velt of Yeshiva. Be above al kol ha-maisim. Zayin ish fanarish with the claim kefikait with the pettiness of Olam Hazeh. Because he used to say this is where a person is koina, his sense of priority, his sense of value. To establish, to understand what's really important, what really counts, what's worth investing our yeshivish years. And most of all, I think he would have said, it's your choice. Tayra Baisa, it's our choice. Reshus v'chol odom nesuna, to live in that Hecher of Elf. These are your best years. Learn to see what's important. Learn to see the Ein Toiv el Toira, the Ein Simcha k'simcha sa Toira. Again, I say there's a lot to say. There are so many in Yonam I see I didn't even touch upon. But let me just leave you with one machshava. I think that really summarizes everything that we said. A few months ago, I was zeicha to speak to Balabatim about the Tam Zechayna Livracha. And I said that I believe there's a few words that was that in the later years he was zeicha to build yeshivas, to put literally 15,000 or more Yiddish neshamas into a yeshiva. It was his battle cry that he brought a new surah of Torah in America and primarily Eretz Yisrael with the many moedas ZF Shlafarz and Kidav Mehem. And I said, if I had to choose a few words, it was the words of the Navi Chagi and Perik Beis, that he often said in later years. The matter of Klal Yisrael was a terrible situation, a state of despair. Klal Yisrael were broken and hopeless and despondent. And the Navi, and the Eibush speaks to the Navi and says, "Don't worry, Asu va'ani etchem." And he used to appeal, and very often he would demand from the Balabatim, "Asu, do your share. Bani etchem, the Eibushter will help us." And looking back in retrospect, Rabbi Say, if there's 15,000 or more Yiddish and Neshamas learning in yeshiva, it's only because we have been zeicha to see the realization, the reality, the after the Asu, there's the Ani Etchem, there's the Siyata Dishmaya. And believe me, all of those involved in those moistis will tell you, b'peh molei, b'derech hateva, there's no way to explain the phenomenal success, shaloike derech hateva, that they have seen in recent years. The only viable explanation is that's the bracha of Ani Etchem. That's the unimaginable, the inevitable bracha of Asu v'Ani Etchem. But when I speak to you, Bnei Torah, Bnei Yeshiva, I want to tell you that there's much more to this little verse. There's a lot more that you have to know. Because if you ask, how was Rafah Mechaya the American people for 70 years? How was he able to build B'nai Torah, build B'nai HaYeshiva that occupy the most prominent position in yeshivas, in kollelim, throughout the world. How was he b'zoicha to build B'nai Torah that are the Shenkites, the pracht of the Am HaTorah? It's because he never stopped trying. Asu v'ani etchem. He realized, he understood, and I think most important, he firmly believed in the bracha, in the unlimited opportunity from a sha'achas in oilam hazeh. He used to say, a mensch is a gizba of the gresta oitza, und das is sein neshama. That's the cry, and that's the way he was able to build not only Moses HaTorah or yeshivas, but he was able to build B'nai HaYeshiva. Because he never stopped telling us, Asu, you're in the Gan Eden that's called a yeshiva. You have an opportunity of Asu, Asu, whether it's in Atzmada, in Tikkun HaMidos, in the Kiyas, in Kedusha, and most of all, in Bikoina Atoya Dikalevin. Live in that Hecher of Veld. Take advantage. The Asu in that Hecher of Veld. That's the way you become the Shenkite of Klal Yisrael. I once had a very special discussion with him, and he told me, and every passing day I see more and more. He says, in our times you see the shiftless Hadar, the unimaginable Ruach HaTumah that we see in America. We also see a most remarkable potential for growth in Ruchnius. We also see it on unlimited Siyata Dishmaya. And someone that does anything, anything for learning, for teaching, for writing Svarim, for Askonis, is always Matzliach. Look around. Look around at yeshivas that are growing unbelievable. Look at the blossoming of Koilalim. Look at the unprecedented growth of Moises HaTorah and Chesed. The only way to explain that is because today we're living in a dar of unlimited, of unprecedented Yisya'it and Shemaya. And he used to say in unser Zeiten, the oitzes and valging sich in gas. There are treasures in the streets and waiting for that chacham, for that ish haruach to pick them up. Look around at a world that is meyit kemeya edim, the inevitable, the unimaginable bracha of siyata d'shmaya that we see. And then I realize that that's what makes these words so timely for our dar. The Baisai, we're living in a dar of Asu v'ani etchem. We're living in a dar that when Yeshiva Bacha puts his mind to vaksin Torah, to steigen Torah, the Asu and the Ani etchem in our times is inseparable. Throughout the world, each Moisid and each Yeshiva is Meyet Kimeya Edim, will be Zoicha to the Bracha of Ani etchem. Each and every one of us, our Baisai, he would say, has a special shlichus. The Asu, the Ani etchem, is the Hu HaYo'ima that he would have left us with. You have the opportunity to do so much, befrat in a yeshiva, to finally see the bracha of Echol Bonayach Limudei Hashem. He always said, I hope to live and see the day of Echol Bonayach Limudei Hashem. Leider lo zechinu. Leider he wasn't zeicha. But recently someone told me he was in the hospital with him in the last few days, when it's the last time that he was conscious, and he says, I don't think I'm going to see it, but you are going to see it if you'll do what you can do. This was his tavor to us. Asu v'ani etchem. Use these gebenste years that you have in yeshiva, and hopefully the Yemenu will see the bracha of Echol Banayach Limudei Hashem.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.